Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. We are back and it is Monday, but it's not really Monday. It's not. I can't lie. Why are you looking at me like that?
I was about to say it's a rainy Monday until you reminded me that it's not Monday.
It's not Monday. So the story is, currently while you're listening to this, I'm probably traveling for work. And it was a last minute trip, and so it's actually Thursday before Monday, and we didn't want to disappoint. Yeah, the Thursday that falls before Monday, like all Thursdays do.
They also fall after Mondays.
Right. So we decided to record ahead of time so that we don't skip a Monday.
We did not want you to miss out. We didn't want to be like that podcast that only records once a month.
Right. Yes. So we are here, and so we're going to report on some entertainment news that's relevant right now. Monday, it might not be relevant, and if anything big has happened and we haven't touched on it, don't think we're ignoring.
Feel free to let us know.
Yeah, post it on our Facebook wall. Share the wealth. All right, so it was announced yesterday, which was Wednesday, yes, that Bruce and Kris Jenner have separated, and on the way from work to here, I was listening to TMZ because I have an addiction to TMZ. And they had, what's the girl's name?
Kendall, Kylie, Chris. Kim, Chloe. Chris. Oh, I was like, there's a bunch of girls.
She has a guy's name, and so I always get confused. Okay, gotcha. Kris Jenner was talking about how, you know, they're great friends. They still talk, you know, 12 times a day. They just don't want to live together. And there's no plans for a divorce, but they're just... they're better off good friends that love each other that don't live together.
I read Bruce said that they've actually been living apart for a year.
Well, yeah, it says in this article that anyone who's been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians knows that Bruce Jenner long ago decamped for his bachelor pad in Malibu, while Kris lived in the family estate. And so they announced their split, and now we're hearing that there's no prenup. Can you imagine? They've been together for 22 years?
23.
23 years? That's most of your lifetime.
But, I mean, I think that, honestly, like, they both, well, that's hard to say. I think that that money, it's not like one of them was a nothing before.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they were both pretty much something. So, I think that.
If they do end up going down the divorce path, I'm sure it won't be messy.
Yeah, I don't see it being that way.
But they've got a lot of drama in their family, which is going to make for a good season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Do you still watch that?
I don't, only because, I don't know, I just can't keep up with Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Right. They just have so many shows. There's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the Miami one when they go there. There's the New York one. There's Kim's and Khloe's and everybody under the sun. Right. So, like, I don't have time for that.
And we talked about a month ago about Khloe and Lamar splitting up.
But they've been seen together.
Actually, it's very sporadic. He is, like, going down a horrible path when it comes to drugs. And, like, he has stopped by the house a couple times to get clothes, but he's a train wreck. And she is afraid, according to TMZ, I don't know, that if she were to file for divorce, even though he's not going to rehab like she's requested, he's not trying to get his life together.
That he'll spiral further.
That he'll, you know, do something bad, like die.
But yesterday they were spotted in their car driving over to the mom's house to, like, kind of show their support together for the whole separation thing. And she's been continuously wearing her wedding ring, and he's pleading not guilty to the DUI. So maybe there's more to it that we don't know about.
Right. I'm just got my TMZ facts.
And we all know what happens with TMZ facts.
Right. So that family's got a lot to keep up with. I don't watch the show. I'm not going to watch the show. But if you do, let us know how that's going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, update. Joey's mom.
Yes.
Joanne requested my Facebook friendship. So thank you, Joanne. And then you went to see them.
I did.
And she sent back one of those solar dancing flowers for me. And I was really appreciative.
Recap,
how was your weekend with your family in PA?
It was amazing. It was actually probably the first time I've been home where I actually didn't want to come back.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I'm glad I did too.
Liar.
But I don't know. It was really nice. Like, I actually got to spend time with every single person in my family, everybody that I could have wanted to see. So it was perfect weekend.
And in other entertainment news, one of my favorite little actresses, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, I love her.
She's on one of my favorite shows, which should have aired new last night. Oh, got something to do tonight. anyway, she's on Nashville. She was on the morning show Live with Kelly and Michael that used mm-hmm. to be Live with Regis and Kathy Lee back in the day, probably when you were toddler.
I remember that.
Okay. And she was rocking a huge diamond. And she said she's engaged.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and she's engaged to a very tall man.
She is. He,
who is he?
I don't know. I feel like he is either.
And I can't even pronounce his name.
It's Vladimir Klitschko.
Good job.
I only know that because I'm obsessed with her. But I think that he, I want to say
he's an Olympic boxing champion.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Okay. I thought he was a boxer.
He's 37. How old is she? She's 24. Okay. No judgments on my end, but that shocks me a little bit.
I like that. I mean, I just love her. I'm happy to see her happy.
She's a tiny little woman.
She's like the size of Kelly.
Yeah. Wow. I love her. Yeah. I liked her. Remember that Cheer movie she was in?
I liked her even before that. Ooh, she was in Remember the Titans.
I never watched that.
She plays this little girl that is like a tomboy. And if you ever see the movie, or even if you just Google a picture of her in it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that's her. She is
she looks
crazy.
Like she could be Miranda's sister. Do you see the resemblance?
I'm not going to comment because you'll hate me. Sure, I see the resemblance.
Stop hating on Miranda.
I'm not hating on Miranda.
Miranda has a new store opening up. You know, she has the Pink Pistol in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And she's opening another Pink Pistol in Texas, in her hometown of Lindell.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not here for you.
I know. The scarf I'm wearing right now is from the Pink Pistol in Oklahoma. One of my friends actually sent it to me. She went to the store shortly after
it opened.
Yeah.
Is Lindell far from Dallas?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, I was going to say that when I go there, I would
geography.
Get you one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all good. All right. Speaking of Miranda, because I speak about Miranda constantly, Blake Shelton. And,
her yummy boyfriend. The best part about her.
Husband.
Husband.
Yes.
In my dreams.
So he's on The Voice, and Adam Levine is on The Voice. Technical malfunction caused the country star's chair to swivel in the wrong direction on this last Monday's final blind auditions. But Adam was happy to take the blame. The men, along with CeeLo Green, all turned their chairs for Gray's inspired performance of Catch My Breath. But when the performance ended and the dissenting Christina Aguilera turned to face the stage, Blake's chair went in the opposite direction, and he blamed Adam. They've kind of got this cute little bromance competition thing going, and it makes me want to, like, I don't know, be their sister. Because it's like they're brothers. What are your thoughts?
I don't really watch the show, but I think it's cute.
I only watched,
like,
the first season.
I think it's cute when guys have friendships like that. They're like buddies and they can like joke and tease like that.
Right.
Do you think that Blake will win this year again?
I hope so. I don't watch it, so I'm not keeping up with the Blakeness, like keeping up with Kardashians. but that's just because I'm not into those singing shows. I've tried. I really
have
tried.
Too many now.
And there's so much emotional involvement, and then when your person doesn't make it and you're like disinterested. I'm all for Blake. Rock on. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's smart.
Just let me know if he wins or not.
Great. That's kind of how I am. And if he would come to freaking Denver to do a concert, that would be awesome.
That would be.
You'll go with me, right?
I would be there.
Okay.
Front row. Jumping on the stage.
This last Saturday, I did something that I don't typically do. I watched Saturday Night Live.
Okay. I was looking like, oh, what haven't you done? This could be scary.
And I was a little apprehensive because the only reason I was watching it is because Miley Cyrus was tweeting that she was going to be on it and she was Instagramming. And she's like one of the, like a car wreck. Like, I don't want
to
watch. Like, I didn't buy her
to.
Album. I had pre-ordered it and then I canceled that pre-order because I thought the whole VMA thing was a disgrace. But you kind of have to watch. And I got to say, her performance on SNL was freaking awesome. She had me laughing. There were some, like, crude things. Like,
I'm sure it's Miley. Did she keep her tongue in her mouth, at least?
No.
Oh, of course not.
No. She played a sexed up Michelle Bachmann in one of the Saturday Night Live sketches. And
lovely.
I was like, holy cow. She performed a couple of songs in some kind of crazy outfits that I could not pull off. During the course of the night, she also appeared as Scarlett Johansson, listlessly trying out for a movie version of 50 Shades of Grey.
I think in the picture of that, like, she actually almost kind of, like,
yeah, and you should have heard her. You should have heard her talk. Like, she kind of had the goodness. Voice down. It was crazy.
That's
and
crazy.
Then she got a lot of angry letters. This is a quote, okay? I got a lot of angry letters from mothers, letters from turned on fathers, and this is true. I even got one from the guy who invented the giant foam finger.
I heard that she got a letter from him.
Do you think, like, she really did?
Well, I had read something that she got a letter from him, and he was like, really, like, ticked off that she took his product and, like, turned it into, like used it in, like, sexual innuendos and stuff like that.
Right. And then she said, I promised him tickets to the show, and there was a guy in the audience with a foam finger. I don't know if it was the actual guy.
Actually him.
But I thought that was hilarious. And, you know, I think SNL's great. I just don't typically watch it. And like I said, she played Michelle Bachman, and then Taryn Keelum impersonated John, the guy, John Boner. Bonner. Yeah, John Bonner. Wow.
So talking about Miley Cyrus, they were kind of saying, like, okay, she's got a lot of opportunities this year to kind of do another over-the-top performance. Like, is she going to try and outdo the VMAs? Is she going to try to do another jaw-dropping thing?
I think what she has done, even though it's absurd, and it's kind of gross sometimes, she has successfully transformed from Disney princess to adult
musician. I'll give you that.
Musician star.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's had to do some crazy stuff to make it happen, but people are talking about her. I haven't looked at the album sales, but I'm sure her album is doing well.
I'm sure it is. It's like Taylor Swift. You love to hate her.
She's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so one of the things they're talking about is she's going to be performing at the AMAs.
Ah.
So is she going to try and up her performance?
I would hope not.
I would hope not either. No offense, but the AMAs are a little bit classier than the VMAs.
Right. Right.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
They're coming up.
When are the AMAs?
Oh, geez.
Preparation is key to success.
They are November 24th on ABC.
And you're going to tell us a little bit about the AMAs.
Yes, some of the nominations. So, of course, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are kind of leading.
Who?
Macklemore. He sings that same love song over him.
Okay.
They have 6 nominations. And they're pretty, I mean, this is how the VMAs were too, but they're up for Artists of the Year, New Artists of the Year, and Single of the Year. And
congratulations to them.
Yeah. For Artists of the Year, they're competing against Bruno Mars, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, and Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, Justin Timberlake all the way.
He totally deserves to win. But here's the thing, and I'm just going to put this out there. Macklemore sang a song about a very controversial topic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of boosting him even more.
Right.
For New Artists of the Year, the other finalists are Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, nice.
Ariana Grande. She's the one that I told you sounds like Mariah Carey. She's amazing.
You really like her.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Dragons, and Phillip Phillips, the American Idol winner.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And then for Single of the Year, their song Thrift Shop is, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's song Thrift Shop is up.
Is that the one that starts out with a kid talking?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I've heard that a million times.
And then it's going against Blurred Lines, of course, by Robin Thicke, and Cruise by Florida Georgia Line.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah. And then what else? They talked a little bit more about, I guess the big thing about this is that it's rare that somebody competes in the New Artist of the Year category as well as Artist of the Year.
Ah.
Like, usually if you're the New Artist of the Year,
you don't have enough cred to be
Artist of the Year. So the other people that have done that, that's done that is Rihanna.
Oh.
So we'll see if he can kind of...
You promise to give us a full report after theirs?
I certainly will. All right. I certainly will. And then Timberlake, Justin, Bruno Mars, and Robin Thicke are up for Favorite Male Artist. And both Timberlake and Bruno Mars have already won it once before, so we'll see if one of them can pull out a second win. And then Rihanna, Ciara, which I didn't even know Ciara was still making music. I haven't heard a song from her in forever.
Mm-mm.
And Alicia Keys, who I feel like her last song was Girl on Fire.
And when was that?
I feel like that was a while ago. Hmm. But they're up for female favorite female artist of the year. And this would be Rihanna's fourth win.
Taylor's not nominated for that?
Nope.
I'm a little shocked.
Oh, sorry. It's because it's for soul and R&B only, I guess.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so we'll
see what happens.
They haven't released the other 17 categories. AMAs is a long show.
And when is that again? November?
November 24th on ABC.
You better set your clock now or your
My calendar. I will. Don't you worry. Because you know what else is coming up? CMAs.
I know. November. Usually at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I think it's the 8th. It's like a Thursday.
Yeah. Speaking of music, the Jonas Brothers won't be going on their planned 19-date tour.
Yeah.
They have canceled it because there's a deep rift in the group.
Which, the argument took place over a weekend. It can't be that deep if it was a weekend argument.
I don't know. I bet one guy's abs were better than the other guy's and they were pissed.
I don't know. And they haven't released what the actual rift is about.
Right. Prince Harry.
So there was all that talk about Kate Middleton and Prince William. And now there's all this talk about Prince Harry because, one, they're saying that he might be engaged in the next year. But two, his girl is like complete other end of the spectrum of Kate Middleton. Like she's like a bohemian, like kind of wild
party
child.
Girl. Which are yeah. you surprised? He's been a party guy.
I'm not surprised. I just wonder how accepting
Here,
the queen will be.
I have an article, 5 things you don't know yep. about Prince Harry's girlfriend. And her name is Cressida Bonas.
Yep. And she actually comes from a very well-off family right. versus Kate Middleton, who came from a more, you know, modern
right.
family.
So we'll go through this list quickly. Number one, she's got friends in high places. She mm-hmm. was initially introduced to Prince Harry by his cousin and her close friend, Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
In May of 2012, her lifelong friend isn't the only royal she's grown up with. Bonus's mother, Lady Mary Gay, Georgina Lorna Curzon, is actually an heir to the wealthy Curzon banking family. Her mm-hmm. father, Jeffrey Bonas, is an entrepreneur.
Yep. Number two is that Bonas isn't one to draw attention to herself. Us magazine says that Harry's girlfriend is actually quite laid back. Which is something he kind of likes.
Nice.
So we'll see.
Number three, Bonas is very athletic. She's an alum of Leeds University and the Le Bon Conservatoire of Music and Dance. During her downtime, she was also previously spotted hitting the Swiss slopes with Harry in February of 2013.
Mm-hmm. She's actually a model and a singer. She sang at her half-sister's wedding when her half-sister's married to Sam Branson, who is the very well-known Branson's son.
Mm-hmm. Richard Branson.
Richard Branson, the tycoon, yeah. the Virgin Records tycoon. And she sang at their wedding and said that she was really nervous about it. So we'll see if she starts coming out with CDs like all those other heirs do.
And Playboy guy, Hugh Hefner, his wife is a singer.
And Paris Hilton came out and said that she wants to make music that speaks to people.
Right.
Because she has something important to say.
And number five, Prince Harry. Girlfriend Harry's love has a connection to his ex-girlfriend, Chelsea Davy. Incidentally, Bonas also studied at Leeds University with Harry's former flame. Harry and Davy have remained amicable since their on-again, off-again five-year relationship ended in 2009. Davy, who's 27, even attended the royal wedding in April of 2011.
So when I read an article about comparing, like, Cressida to Kate...
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just interesting because Cressida's one sister, not the one that's married to Sam Branson, the other one, actually was the reason that Kate and Will broke up for a little while.
Hmm.
So I'm kind of like, if Harry marries her, is there going to be family drama?
I don't know. At least he's not marrying a Sally, when Harry met Sally. How sad will the world be when both of the handsome princes are taken?
We'll have to wait for...
There's going to be some mental institution check-ins.
What's the new baby's name? Philip something something something?
Yeah.
5 names later?
Yeah. Wait until he grows up. Be some cougar action.
Yeah.
All right. So recently I was on this diet where I was trying to eat super healthy.
Yes, you were.
And it was awesome. It was labor intensive. because when you have to make everything from scratch, it makes it healthier. But making everything from scratch is labor intensive and it's costly. Mm-hmm. I even like tried to go like the frozen route. Like I'd buy frozen chopped onions, frozen mushrooms. But still, I was spending like $200 a week on groceries. It was ridiculous.
Even if you eat out, it's like, it's sad, but it's cheaper to go get a double Whopper whatever than it is to get a salad.
McDonald's for a dollar.
And if you buy a salad at McDonald's, it's like $5.
Right. But you found this list of seven easy ways to save money when eating healthier.
I certainly did.
So you go, girl.
So number one is buy in bulk. So one of the best ways to save money is buying in bulk. And believe it or not, a lot of health food stores offer discounts if you order items by the case. And so it never hurts to ask if they'll give you a discount. Sometimes it can mean 10 to 30% off of entire case of produce or products.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got to look into that. But
the key is to make sure you buy something that you know you're going to use. So,
Buy a case of apples, because I bought a bag of apples and that was 4 weeks ago and I still have like four apples left and I'm like.
Or things that perish quickly, like
apples,
like strawberries. Don't buy like a case of, they'll be gone.
Have you done that before? Bought the big thing?
Yes, and you're like, I'm totally on sale though. Yeah. Nope. Throw in half of it.
Mm-hmm. And this next one, I guess, I'm saying I spent a lot of money and it was labor intensive, but I guess that was the cheaper route because if you make it yourself, it is better. The problem many people have with going to health food markets is seeing the price on packaged foods. For example, seeing the $8 price on a small bag of kale chips is enough to scare anyone away. You can make three times as many kale chips for half the price at home by buying a $3 bunch of fresh organic kale. The $6 for organic cookies isn't worth it either if you're trying to save money when you can easily buy organic whole grain flour with bulk bins and save money.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. If I were to go and make the salads that I was, or go buy the salads that I was making, I would probably be paying like $8 when, yeah.
So number three is don't waste any food. It may sound obvious, but many of us succumb to whatever it is that makes us waste food. Just like we said, buying the big thing, strawberries. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's uncertainty, laziness, or just buying too much. To beat this, you must make a point to not waste food. Even if food you didn't know you could store for later probably can be. So I didn't know this. Like a lot of fruits and vegetables, you can actually freeze them if you buy them fresh.
Right.
Before they go bad. I had no idea. I would have saved myself a lot of strawberries.
Yep.
And it says, so as far as preparing something and storing it, make sure you make only what you're sure you're going to use and eat, and then freeze the rest for later. Because even leftovers go bad quickly.
That's true. Number four, compare prices. It sounds obvious, but it's the most obvious things that we often don't adhere to. For example, many people buy raw coconut oil in stores when you can likely purchase it much cheaper online if you buy in a larger container. You have to compare all the prices you can to different places around town, online, and at the farmer's market. Check all the possibilities so you know you're getting the best deal. Even if it's just a dollar's worth of savings, you will save about $50 every year if you buy that item weekly.
So I was doing that because, we have the Sprouts here and then King Supers and then I have a farmer's market by me. And
it's hard work.
But the thing is that I don't have all the time in the world to go to six different places because this is on sale here and this is on sale there. So at the end, I'm saving a dollar. I might be saving a dollar a week and that's $50 a year, but I'm spending $30 more in gas. Or like the shopping online for the coconut oil. Yeah, but you're paying shipping. So I think sometimes that works, but are you really saving out is the question.
Right.
And how much is your time worth to you? Mine's worth a lot.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
True story. That is story.
Quote. Number five. That's you, sister.
Oh, yeah. Go to your local farmer's market, which
I have not done this year, and I'm very sad.
I haven't either. I always say I'm going to, and I just never make it because it's so early on Saturday.
Right.
Saturday's my only day to sleep in.
I think ours is on Sunday here. I just, yep. Number six, clip coupons. I tried this for a couple weeks and I ended up buying stuff I didn't need.
Yes.
Because I'd save money and I'm really sorry about that smell.
Oh, you're good.
The cat just left us a surprise. Anyway, most grocery stores advertise coupons for unhealthy products, and believe it or not, many health food stores do too. If your local health food store doesn't have in-store coupons, you still have many other coupons. In fact, many health food manufacturers offer printable coupons for their products on their websites. Simply search the internet for the brand that you're looking for. It's just a lot of work.
And it's a lot to bring with you.
And yeah, and then have you ever been behind a couponer?
Yes, I hate
that. It's annoying.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be that annoying.
That's why I don't do it. All right, and the last one is seek out the cheapest healthy foods. So by this I mean figure out what produce is generally cheapest in your area and stock up for it. For example, oranges, bananas, kale, sunflower seeds, and popcorn are all very cheap in one area, but they might be more expensive in another. So that makes sense. And you also, I think, have to incorporate seasons too. Kind of look at your seasonal fruits and vegetables and what's, you know, what's going to be cheaper and, you know, in market right now. Like if you try buying strawberries and cherries in the dead of winter, you're going to pay an arm and a leg.
Yep.
So
there's some tips to eating healthier and not breaking the bank.
Sounds good to me.
So I remember how I told you I was obsessed with YouTube videos while I worked out?
Yes.
Found a new obsession.
I know about this because I walked in on it.
Who's that girl? It's Jess.
New Girl.
It's the New Girl show. And so you found this and you sent this to me because I can't stop talking about this show. And I want to share a couple. We just have a few minutes left of these 7 inspiring quotes from New Girl about life. Number one, life. One of the quotes from New Girl that can help you get through the day was said by Nick. He said, life sucks, and then it gets better, and then it sucks again. Life won't let you be constantly happy, but it won't let you be constantly sad either. There's always going to be a fluctuation in your emotions. Whether you're upset, remember that something is going to happen to make your happiness return. It's only a matter of time. And Nick's kind of the negative Nancy in the show.
Hmm.
Yep. The next one.
Mine is not
pulling up, so I'll do it.
Well, I have number one. It's not giving me the arrow to click to the next one. Oh, there we go.
All right.
So the second one is about pain. And Cece said, you got hurt. That doesn't mean you stop trying. If your boyfriend breaks up with you or you get fired from your job, you can't let it stop you from going after what you really want. You have to learn from your pain. You can't let it destroy you. Everyone gets hurt in life.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is about personality. We're weirdos. But that's who we are, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with acting a little strange. No one thinks that you're completely normal. Everyone has quirks that set them apart from others. You have to embrace your differences and be proud of who you are. And Jess, the main character, is very quirky.
I feel like she's in real life, too. That's why she plays it well.
I love Zooey Deschanel.
Mm-hmm. And number four is about love. And it's, what if I had some idea of love in my head and it's just totally wrong? While this doesn't seem like the happiest quote, it's one that everyone can relate to. Love can be hard to find, and it's easy to question whether you're looking for the right thing. It's natural to have expectations of what love will be like, but the real thing might be different than what you imagined. When you find true love, you'll know, and it won't matter if it's exactly what you thought you were searching for.
Love.
They always say that it's the idea in your head that messes everything up.
So what's wrong with romantic comedies? I love them, but they give me
false
wrong,
hope.
Wrong Agreed. Expectations. Number five, regrets. Do I regret it? Yes. Would I do it again? Probably. There's nothing wrong with doing something that you know what you're going to regret. Sometimes we have to do things that we know we'll regret as a mistake in the future. Of course, you should decide how much you're going to regret it before you do anything. If the consequences are large, like going to jail, you might want to reconsider that idea.
Maybe. Number six. Is about issues. You can run away from your problems, but you're just going to find new ones that pop up. As difficult as it is, you need to face the issues in your life. If it's impossible to survive, it's impossible to survive without going through hardships. In order to grow, you have to deal with the problems you're met with. You can try to avoid them, but you'll never be able to get rid of them completely.
Very true. And the last quote that is inspiring from the show, The New Girl, and if you haven't watched the show, you got to get on Netflix or something and catch up because it's freaking awesome. I might be obsessed. Number seven is friends. When you care about somebody, you do what's best for them, even if it sucks for you. That's a good one. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices in life. If you truly love someone, you'll do whatever it takes to make them happy. I have an example about this. But why did you look at me like that?
Because I'm waiting to hear this example.
Last Friday, I was invited to a bachelorette party. And it was with a bunch of 20-somethings, which is your age. That's fine. Nothing wrong with them. I'm 32. Sometimes I feel old. And they, you know, I was like, oh, I'll drive us down. I was carrying two other girls, and we're meeting other people. And I get down there, and I realize, you know what? They're doing what I did at their age and not planning on how to get home. And we were way away from home. Like, it was a good hour drive. And so I sucked it up. I did not drink. And I made sure I was designated old lady driver.
Aww.
Yeah, because it was, hopefully you only have one bachelorette party. And I told her this.
Hopefully.
At the end of the night, she's like, thank you so much. I'm like, yeah, you know, hopefully this is the only bachelorette party you ever have. And hopefully you had fun.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah, so that's what you do for your friends.
Agreed.
All right, so it's time for us to say goodbye to our family.
Okay. I did that to you at work the other day.
Yes, you did. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will be back next Monday. Promise, promise.
Yes. There is nothing going on that we have to pre-record.
That we know of right now.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine, Two Girls in Wine. Just search us. We're everywhere. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.